Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode here from MODEX 2022. In the booth, I am joined by Jonathan Katz of Variable. He is the partnerships manager in the Southeast, and we are in the Southeast, so he's in the perfect spot. This is where all these people are, right? So we're going to welcome Jonathan to the booth and hear about Variable. What is it that they do? They have been on the podcast previously. How about we're going to get a little refresher and kind of how they've grown and what they've been up to and the reception that they're getting here at MODEX. So Jonathan, welcome to the booth. How are you doing?
Doing great. I appreciate you having me today.
Definitely. So what are you thinking about MODEX? Are you liking it?
It's exciting. A lot of good conversations, meeting a lot of people. Overall, very positive. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing negative to say. It's great to be back here in person and really just generating awareness and, you know, having those conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Variable and what it is you guys do.
Yeah, so Variable is a tech platform that allows businesses to really eliminate the constraint of labor and enables them to have, you know, achieve best-in-class service levels, you know, eliminate overtime, reduce backlog, reduce lead times. So it's, you know, an on-demand marketplace. Businesses post out to thousands of local operators that are performance rated. You can see their insights of, you know, kind of like a digital resume of who they are.
Right.
Those operators, that's what we call the workers, they show interest in these short-term work opportunities, and then the business is able to review their profile, accept them to come into their facility. Let's say you had 10 people there today. You said, hey, out of those 10, 5 were really excellent.
Right.
Add those 5 to your labor pool.
Okay.
Over time, you build out a labor pool of operators that are, you know, acclimated to your processes, that have been to your facility, and then you start just posting out to your labor pool. So you're bringing back those same individuals. But it, you know, essentially it really enables businesses to match their labor to demand on a one-to-one basis and really flex on top of, you know, their full-time team.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's an incredible platform, and it's such a smart way of trying to get labor in the door when you need it. And obviously right now, you know, labor is a huge discussion, right? Labor shortage is all across the board. People are struggling to get employees. And, you know, from my experience, I mean, it's getting a little better, I think, but it's still a lot. And that's been a lot of the conversation going on here at MODEX. So how are you seeing, you know, people coming to the booth? I mean, what are they really struggling with? And, you know, what are they looking for to solve?
Yeah, like you just said, I think everybody is experiencing these labor challenges, or there's this quote-unquote labor shortage happening.
Right.
But in all reality, we don't see that at all. We've actually had a record number of operators, you know,
really?
Join the platform or active daily on the, you know, working different opportunities at various companies. So really what's happening from, you know, our stance is just this macro trend of changing workforce preferences. So, you know, people don't want to work at the same warehouse for the next 20 years. They want to have that flexibility. They want that control. They want to learn and develop different skill sets. And so that's really what's happening, you know, in today's environment, is that, you know, this industry needs a new way to look at, you know, labor strategy and labor planning, because they're currently not attracting the workforce. And so this is, you know, the new solution to really, you know, tackle the challenges that they need to tackle to ensure their business runs.
Right, exactly. And I think it's so interesting because, you know, obviously my experience as a warehouse manager, you know, I've had to do some hiring and certainly gotten some temporary labor as well. And I think you guys are really kind of disrupting the traditional model of temporary labor. You know, typically you have a contract with an agency, and the agency is the one that goes and looks out for the labor. You don't necessarily know who's coming in the door, what their experience is. They may tell you that, you know, they do this type of thing, and they come in the door and, you know, they never packed an order in their life. They're actually like an auto mechanic or something. So, you know, the way your platform works, I mean, you have that visibility into these people, as you said, like you have kind of these almost like micro resumes on there and their skill sets. And then I think you take it to the next level where you have the ratings, which I think is incredible, because, you know, you may have somebody on paper through, you know, a resume that looks good. You know, let's be honest, we've all embellished a little bit, right, on our resume. So, you know, you can see one thing on paper, and then the person gets there and they're like, you know, a total dud. Like, they don't show up on time, and, you know, they can't be found, they disappear. All these different types of things can happen, and you really don't want that to happen, especially when you're looking for labor quick to do a project or get something done quickly. But you don't need the headaches, right, of dealing with that. So the fact that you actually have the workplaces rating these operators when they're done, I think gives, you know, such a value to the platform. So, you know, how have you seen kind of the companies that are signed up with you? I mean, what are some of the things that they've told you are the real benefits that they've gained from Variable?
Yeah, so I mean, it's really going back to that, it's an operational tool.
Right.
They're able to just achieve best-in-class service levels and tackle those ground-level challenges that they really just weren't able to before Variable.
Yeah.
A lot of the businesses, like you said, you know, they like to have that informed decision, to make that educated decision on who they're bringing in. You know, you get to really see insights of, you know, who did good, who did bad, how they're rated, where they previously worked. So having that is just such a value add, and it's really, you know, gives the businesses another edge and, you know, information and different data points as well. So you can see exactly what other businesses around you are paying on the platform.
Right.
You know, what's happening in that local environment wherever you are. So aside from just like our core platform itself, I mean, there's so many other features within it that are just, you know, feeding businesses just different KPIs, you know, different information about the local environment to make sure that they're, you know, succeeding and winning on the platform and winning in their space.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I've seen, you know, I've gotten a demo of the platform. Jonathan gave me one recently, a refresher. So it was really interesting in it. You know, there's a lot of great insights in there, like you mentioned. I mean, it's certainly, you know, having an understanding of some of the market data around, you know, what people are paying right now and what's current in the market, which I think has been super volatile lately, especially in the warehousing market over the last couple of years. I mean, you know, we've seen where, I mean, I've seen certainly, you know, where, you know, in 2018, we were paying like $13, $14 an hour, which was good. And now, I mean, if you're not hitting like 19, 20, and where I'm at in New Jersey, it's like you're barely going to get anybody in the door, barely anybody interested. It's pretty remarkable how it's grown, but being able to have that visibility takes you out of that area where you're kind of like guessing a little bit, trying to throw a number out there and see if, you know, it really makes a difference. And it's a super competitive environment in the distribution space in terms of getting labor. So the fact that you're able to see that, and I think it also even gives you, like, if you put in what you're thinking about paying, and then it'll actually give you a suggestion, say, like, you know, this is a little below average, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's really going to guide the business user to, you know, make the best decision based on what's happening in their local environment.
Yeah.
But it is a self-serve model. So businesses have, you know, the choice that if they want to start off with, you know, a lower rate, see what kind of operators or see what kind of engagement they're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, probably they're not going to get the best operators. They're not going to get the best engagement.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's up to them if they want to, you know, at least try it out that way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, next time they post out, try with a higher rate.
Yeah.
And really see, you know, how much different, you know, the response really is. So it's a tool that the businesses use. You know, they're not calling myself, hey Jonathan, I need this many people.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, they access it directly and it's for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's another great aspect too, because it's, you know, it's like on demand, right? And, you know, in a sense, you know, I've certainly been in a situation where, you know, we're at the getting towards like the end of the shift or it's later in the day and, you know, we're looking at something and, you know, something comes in late, it's a big order or something needs special palletization or something, and we need somebody. Like, it's like, oh, I wish we could get an extra hand, but like the agency is closed already unless there's an emergency, right? So in this case, like, you can just like put something out there and the operators can go ahead and accept, right? And you can have them the next day, like in a couple of hours maybe, right?
Exactly. It depends how, you know, which market it is specifically.
Yeah.
Some of our larger markets, I mean, you can get people same day.
Yeah.
Ideally, you know, the lead time is 24, 36 hours,
yeah,
I would say on average. Mm-hmm. But it's a completely different model than, you know, what a temp agency is. I mean, a temp agency provides no operational value to a business, right? It's just a full-time employee pipeline. So this is really, you know, flipping that, I guess, concept on its head and showing businesses, look, instead of doing it how you've done it, you know, for all these years, look at it from a different lens and really, you know, try to look at labor to use it as your operational advantage. So when people are then understand that piece, you know, that's the game changer. Once that clicks, they're, you know, they're able to really compete and win and be the best in their space.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the fact that you're able to get so quickly the labor and bring it in and know that it's going to be, you know, promising labor instead of a question mark, I think is a huge thing. So we talked a lot about the business user side. So let's talk a little bit about the operator side itself, because there are some advantages, I think, to the operator side with your platform as well that the operator may not traditionally see. So I guess talk us through, you know, I'm an operator and, you know, I've been dealing with an agency, but the agency isn't placing me that great. You know, maybe I'm looking for something a little different. Why would I sign up to use Variable?
Yeah, so a lot of these operators, you know, they need a second income where they need, you know, an extra couple shifts, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even just the normal workforce, we're not tapping into the potential that there is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is giving people just opportunity to have that control, have that flexibility, and really work when they want to and make, you know, an income. And so if I work today, I get a, you know, a direct deposit or it's going to my Variable debit card tomorrow. So that quick payment is really, you know, driving the engagement.
Yeah.
We market to people that are in this space already. So a lot of these operators, maybe they have a full-time job at a distribution center and then they want to pick up ops on, you know, on a weekend, on a Sunday. A lot of college students, a lot of veterans, retirees. So it's all different types of individuals, but it's definitely not the persona that people think of at a temp staffing agency at all. It's completely different. These people are in the space. They understand, you know, the environment of a manufacturing plant, a distribution center, And so it's extremely favorable for, you know, the operators to work on the platform, because in today's day and age, I mean, there's a lot happening, and sometimes there's just constraints within people's lives that they can't have a full-time job, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a single mom and, you know, has a lot of things going on in their life, and how this gives a new way for people to really provide for their family, provide for themselves. And so that's, you know, the benefits of it for an operator.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a huge thing for the operator to be able to just jump on. I mean, it's almost like, in a sense, it's almost like Uber or DoorDash. Like, you want to get a couple of hours in, and you can jump on and see if there's an opportunity there. And I think the other thing in the demo that I kind of took away from the operator perspective as an advantage is we talked about, you know, setting as a business user, you set as, say, you want to put it as $16 an hour, right? But there's the opportunity for the operator to actually bid on the job, right?
Exactly. So when an op is posted out to the marketplace, the operator can say, you know, they can bid, and that's just them showing interest,
right,
and saying, hey, I can do this, I want to do this, I'm able to do this. And they can bid for the exact, you know, amount of money that the business is putting out. Mm-hmm. Or if they said, hey, I'm a 5-star rated operator, I have worked, you know, 200 ops, and my time is more valuable than what you're putting out. Mm-hmm. I could overbid and say, instead of the $100 that you're putting out, I'll do it for $125.
Yeah.
The business can then, you know, see who, you know, how they bid, what their profile looks like. And I guess, you know, counter to that, if someone really didn't have a built out profile, maybe they, you know, were a no show or just didn't perform the best and they don't have a strong profile, they can undercut it. So they could say, hey, instead of that $100, I'll do it for $80. Maybe I just want to strengthen my profile, get a couple ops under my belt.
Yeah.
So it's very dynamic from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. It gives the, you know, it's not only the flexibility on the business user side, but it's also the flexibility on the operator side too. So I think overall, you know, it's an all-encompassing platform for the whole kind of cycle and ecosystem that is labor out there. So it's very interesting stuff. And so now Variable is not available everywhere yet, but so where is it available now?
So we're in 21 different markets right now, and throughout 2022 we're going nationwide. So on our website, I mean, it's constantly changing. You know, every few weeks right now we're launching different markets. I mean, we're based in Dallas.
Yeah.
Texas is, you know, we cover the entire state. Same with, you know, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, across the Midwest. So it's, I mean, you know, the most accurate up-to-date would be checking the website, seeing the map. But it is really rapidly growing, and businesses are really, you know, understanding that this is the new way to look at labor, and without it, they really just can't survive.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming to the Northeast soon, right?
We are.
I've been waiting. So we'll definitely have information on that when that happens. And if people want to find out, you know, more information about Variable and where you guys are right now, how can they do that?
So you can go to our website, variableops.com. So that's, VeryableOps.com.
All right, great. And we'll put that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Jonathan, thank you so much for stopping by the booth and talking to us about a Variable.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.